voice of God. I think that was real. No, that's our esteemed producer Chris's voice, I reckon. Outstanding. Okay, 17-16. What a win. The Tigers over Parramatta in an Easter Monday classic at Combank Stadium yesterday. So Justin Olam scoring a double for them. Lockie Galvin, absolutely sublime. He set up Jareem Buller with 12 minutes left. And Aiden sees a field goal, put them back ahead with just over a minute left. And then they had to go through watching Gutho line up a penalty goal right on full time to win the game for Parra. He's missed. He's pulled it to the left. And their defence in the first half particularly was absolutely outstanding. But Lockie Galvin, well, he's facing a two-week suspension with an early plea for that hip drop on Kelmer to Alangi yesterday, which saw him sin binned as well. Let's have a listen to what their coach Benji Marshall had to say after they secured back-to-back wins.
To be honest, we didn't play the way we wanted to or the way we planned to, the way we talked about. We've developed standards, and in the first half we went away from those things, and they had a lot of ball in our half, and to hold them out like that, it's credit to the boys. I just said that to them. It's probably the most resilient performance we've had in Tigers jersey for a long time, and you know, to come down to that last kick, whatever way it went, I was proud of the boys, but to get the result, I'm happy for them because they've earned it.
Hard to disagree with Benji there yesterday, Loz, especially just considering when was the last time, off the top of your head, you can remember a Tigers team winning its, you know, winning a game based on their defence? And that's what they essentially did yesterday after all that tackling they did in the first half. I mean, the stats were outrageous in regards to territory and possession in the first half. And I know you've lamented Parramatta's attack, but the Tigers' defence absolutely outstanding under pressure.
Yeah, I thought they were tremendous yesterday, the Tigers. I thought they really deserved that victory. Defensively, that's where they won the game. The ability to defend your try line the way they did, that will hold them in good stead if they continually improve off that. If they can get better and better week in, week out, and defend like that, show that resilience, but also show that hunger and desire that you need. Yeah, like a lot of teams, when you say about resilience, you've got to have the same appetite with your defence as you do when you've got the footy in your hands. You know, you just can't have all the energy when you've got the ball and no energy when you defend, because you're just going to leak plenty of points and you're going to be ordinary at that part of the game. But if you can show that love of defending and building confidence out of stopping teams from scoring points, I don't know, it just feels like on the back of that, your attack just starts to happen and you become a different footy team. Now, Benji has alluded to the fact that they didn't play as well as what they wanted to with the ball, but the way that they kept showing up for one another yesterday, they put their shoulders into the tackle, their edge defence was really solid. I thought there was a lot to like about it. So, well done to the Tigers, but they've got to keep backing it up. That's the big challenge in the NRL, is to back it up week in, week out.
I figured the Nirvana story for Tigers fans is within, say, 2 months, pup, you're debating whether you can hold your home final at Leichhardt.
Oh, I think that's I think that's why what Loz just said is spot on. Let's just ease up. I know we've had two wins, and again, when you don't win often, you can't blame anyone for celebrating or getting carried away. Like, we deserve to be excited. We've won two in a row. But, yeah, I think, like I said, I think Benji said it perfectly there. And as a coach, you need the wins to keep the meter off your back. But as a team, even if Gutho kicks out and we lose, I still think it's a brand of footy that, you know, gives us fans hope. Like, and even Benji's attitude in regards to, he wasn't happy with that performance. So that's what you want from a coach that's trying to improve a team or wants to see a team get better. Yes, you get the result. That doesn't make it a good result. That doesn't mean you play well. He's pretty much saying, mate, we just got away with one through hard work, through like discipline of looking after each other, through defending, through caring about the jersey, through, you know, finding a way. And that's what you want in teams. If you can start winning games like that, that is what gives you confidence to be able to then go and play your brand of footy and win and walk off the field and say, you know, we put a full game together. But I love hearing Benji not be happy with the performance and we still win. That's a good sign.
Well, as Loz has said, I couldn't believe that I left this out in the intro this morning. The Tasmania Jack Jumpers, NBL champions, after arguably the best championship series in the league's history, Melbourne United won game one by 23 points. Then the margins after that were 5 points, 2 points, 2 points, and again in game five, 2 points, 83-81 in Melbourne on Sunday. Game five, the Jack Jumpers winning. So they're champions in their third season. Jack McVay won the Larry Sengstock Trophy for series MVP. And their coach, Scott Roth, who's a hero of the island forever. And here's what he had to say after.
I said when I got the job the first day, people thought I was crazy. I said we're going to win a championship this year. And we haven't talked about it other than the fact that every year we come in with that same kind of mindset. And the first year, no one believed me. They thought I was off my rocker. But I do believe in culture. I do believe in finding high character guys. And I do believe in the work, and I'm not cocky the fact that I think I'm sitting here, but I just believed in the group that we put together and the work they were doing, that they were going to get opportunities and chances. And, you know, game four could have been one of those ones that you drop your head and you can't, you know, survive that after that last 50 or 6 seconds or so there. And to come back and do it again here and this time throw a knockout punch just shows that the group is, you know, incredibly strong.
Ireland defended, he said, post-match there as well after game five. But this is one of the really good Australian sports stories of recent times. And we saw probably the one that comes to mind, which, you know, was a more significant triumph, was the Melbourne Storm winning in their second season back in 99 to win the NRL in your second year. The Jack Jumpers in the NBL have done it in their third year. And after making, by the way, of course, the finals, was it last year, the year before, anyway, when the Kings beat them? It was 2 years ago, sorry. But to win a championship, particularly how they've done it against Melbourne United, who are the best team all season.
Well, they've obviously got great belief in the system and great belief in the squad that they've assembled, because they've had to win two games away from home. And in basketball, that's so difficult to do in a five-game series. And yet they could have been heartbroken after having that remarkable performance in Game 3 where McVay had the three-pointer right at the death there to take Game 4 back to Tasmania. And they could have wrapped it up in Tasmania. And they lost that game by 2 points. They could have fallen apart there. But it just shows you how strong their culture is. And it shows you how much they were determined to win it for the people of Tasmania and themselves. And they believed in everything that they were doing. And he even spoke about recruitment and getting the right people to the organisation, speaking about culture, how that's so important. And I was reading an article where he said he met with Craig Bellamy from the Melbourne Storm, and one of the things he took away from meeting with Craig was the fact that he wanted to make sure that the players were grounded and they understood they're in a privileged position. So he got them to go and work for the sponsor from 8 to 5, a bit like what Craig does.
Right, okay.
So Craig sent his new recruits out to work on a job site to make sure that they realise they're in a special place playing NRL. And that's exactly what he did with his playing group down there in Tasmania, to give them a different perspective on life, and also to appreciate the fact that, hey, listen, we've got a pretty good lifestyle here. Let's make the most of it while we're together.
Oh, you've been a fan of them all season, pup. You should have had something on them.
Mate, unbelievable. Especially once they, game four, once they lost that, I thought, oh dear. But yeah, what a story. What an unbelievable story. And good on them. I think they, we hear Brad Rosen talk about them all the time. He's our basketball expert. And he's made it very clear the way they play as a team. You know, every single one of them puts the team first, and they have their own style that, you know, isn't the most spectacular to watch, but they've built a brand. Like, they've built a, already in such a short space of time, they've built a style of play. So if you want to be a part of the Jack Jumpers, you either fit into this culture and play this brand, or we don't care who you are, we don't want you. So, no, good on them.
And, of course, Sunday afternoon, what about the drama over there in Las Vegas? And, unfortunately, Tim Zhu suffered the first loss of his professional career. It was a split decision against Sebastian Fundora. Two judges had it 116-112 either way. and then another 115 to 113 to Fundora, and debate has raged as to whether the doctor or Zoo's corner should have stopped the fight when the Aussies suffered that nasty cut from a stray elbow in round two. And there's been conflicting reports over a rematch clause, but there's some developments on this just this morning. We'll get to that. Let's have a listen to Tim Zoo speaking about the defeat post-fight. And this is him speaking with Ben Damon in the main event.
It was a good war, I'd say. I started off well. Fundora's a, you know, awkward type of opponent, very tall, rangy, flicks that jab. I feel like I did isolate his punches where I was able to, you know, sort of feel him out. The cut did, of course, did play a part a bit. I couldn't see anything. And there was plenty of blood, but no excuses. The better man won tonight, and pretty stoked to say that I fought in this arena. And yeah, I want to come back and do it again and fight the very best out there. You know, I had 1 week notice, but yeah, it is what it is.
Reality is, it's a costly loss and a shot at Terence Crawford, at least in the short term, looks less likely in the short term. That is, but I'm just seeing here that Fundora's promoter has said, and I'll read this direct quote. I've just seen Ben Damon post this on his social media. So this is Fundora's promoter. "We were also eager to make this fight that many of our agreements were made verbally. There wasn't enough time, but I wish to make it clear that Team Fundora will honour the agreement. My word is always equal to a signed contract. Tim Zoo, your rematch is ready when you are." So there you go. So after initially them sort of, you know, retreating from the rematch clause, it looks like they will honour the verbal agreements. Yeah. Boxing. The world of boxing.
The world of boxing. But I also saw a comment, and these are his exact words. Glenn Jennings, who's the manager of Zoo, he laughed off the suggestions, and he goes, "A verbal contract, Sampson, come on, brother. There's no such thing in boxing. Sampson is a bloke I've known for a long time." This is the promoter of
Fundora. Yeah.
"Sampson is a bloke I've known for a long time. He's old school promoter who likes to shit stir and rock the boat. That's all it is. There's definitely a contract arrangement for a rematch that has a time frame on it."
There you go. Yeah. Did Zoo's corner let him down? Should they have come in and make sure the fight was stopped? It was ruled a no contest due to the bleeding. They couldn't stem the flow. And has he been
shows
let
you
down?
Probably how confident they were on winning. Hindsight's a wonderful thing. And if they knew they were going to get the result they did, they probably would have stopped it. I would take my advice on that. And they're the experts. They're in the corner. They're seeing what's happening. They see how deep the cut is. They see the blood coming out. Us watching it, I watched it and saw it and thought, oh, this is a wonderful fight. And it wasn't until the end that I thought, oh, geez, I wish they had to stop the fight.
I reckon Tim will beat him in a rematch. If they fight again, I reckon Tim will beat him because he'll be able to prepare. Like, that's the other thing. Listening to Tim Zoo say in his statement there, "I only had a week's notice." Well, mate, that was up. That's up. That was 100% up to him and his camp. They did just think they were going to win this fight. There's no doubt about it. So he did. He had very, very little preparation in regards to who he was fighting against. He was trained and ready to fight someone else. So I think now he knows what he's in for. He will prep like he normally does, and I reckon he will win the rematch.
Yeah.
But he was unbelievable how tough he was. Yeah. My God.
And let me say this too. He handled it like a true champion.
100%. He spoke beautifully, didn't he?
He did. He handled it. It would have been hard for him to say those words because he would have felt like he would have won that if that cut didn't happen. But he said, no, better man. One on the night. Hopefully, I'll get another opportunity to fight him. And I'm like you, Clarky. I think he will win the next fight. But I just thought, you know what, Tim? You've handled that brilliantly, mate. You've done such a great thing for boxing in this country. You've been confident, but also the fact that you've now acknowledged that you were beaten, you didn't want to make excuses for it. I think he goes back, works on his craft, and gets better next time he goes into the ring against this bloke.
And the thing is, we all want to see this fight again, considering the circumstances, I think. So, but then, you know, he has to win this fight. Oh, otherwise, mate, everything's derailed and he loses.
Yeah. But I think he wins a lot of respect, Tim, the way that he continued to fight and continued to put that aside with the blood coming out, he couldn't see, because it could have quite easily have stopped it. But you know, people in the arena, they would have been blown up if the fight was stopped.
For sure. But what's the doctor doing?
Well, I don't know.
What's the doctor?
It only makes his next fight bigger anyway. That's the other thing. It makes his second fight even bigger. He'll make his money. There'll be more media coverage. You know, it'll be a better fight for the promoters.